In 2019, a crack comedian was sent to Westwood One UK to make podcasts. Trevor promptly escaped from the maximum security stockade to a West London studio. Today, still wanted by Tony Robinson, he survives as a soldier of fortune. If you have a problem, if no one else can help, and if you can find him, maybe you can hire Trevor Feelgood. Welcome to the all-new Trevor Feelgood podcast.
Hello, welcome to the Trevor Feelgood podcast for UK Radio Network UK. Got it right in the first go, yes. And Sebastian is back. He's back in the studio in the little corner. Hello, Sebastian. Hello. Yes, he's saying a lot of things. Why are you called Sebastian for? Yeah. Oh, your mum liked the Little Mermaid. Oh. My brother Travis, he likes Ursula. He's had a little crush on her. Everyone else fancies Jessica Rabbit, but no, he's a dirty man. Only problem is that her character design is based on a drag queen, so there's a lot of questions that need to be answered by him, even though he is now dead. Yeah, we've got a little feel-good in the family now. Yeah. Anyway, hello. Welcome to the Trevor Feelgood podcast. With no format no more. We've destroyed the format. Normally, I'd come in the room, I'd discuss someone's CV, and then they'd turn up and we have a little chat, and there'd be a celebrity from the comedy world. Sometimes I interviewed people I didn't like, and I had to pretend I liked them. Oh, I said, ha ha ha, ha ha, yeah, you're really funny. Ha, how'd you come up with funny things? write them down. I hate myself sometimes. This week to see the Book of Mormon, late review. It's been out like almost a decade in the West End, because I remember going past the comedy store and the comedy pub that's down the road, and they go, hey, do you want to see the Book of Mormon? It's like, what's a Mormon? Oh, they're like Jehovah's Witnesses, but in America. No, thank you, no. And they witnessed Jesus, they witnessed him. So you there with your camera, and you're like, oh, there's Jesus, there he is. Hello, Jesus, you're all right, you're... Yeah, you doing any shopping? Yeah, been to Aldi. Yeah. And it's a very sweary show. Well, I think some people might have gone there thinking it would be Jesus Christ Superstar. No, Andrew Lloyd Webber. Tim Minchin was in it, wasn't he? And he was going, actually, it's Judas' story. No, it's not. He just didn't get Jesus' role, did you? And you're like, oh, it's actually all about me, isn't it? No, it's not. Imagine if there was like a radio station just for sex. And now it is time for Sarah and Tim to do it, to have it off. And they are banging away on the radio. Don't have done Van Twinkers on the radio, it couldn't be anything different, could it? And you're just listening. Is he about to finish? He's finished. He's done. Oh, his lunch break's finished as well. He's going to go back to the office. Nice. And Prince Andrew is no longer a prince no more. He's just called Andrew. That's just his name, Andrew. And why the problem is this is recorded at the beginning of the week, and then by the end of the week, a lot of these stories that I will mention might not be relevant anymore. It's called the Mock the Week paradox, isn't it? They record it on a Tuesday, it goes out on a Thursday, and everyone goes, yeah, but things change now. It's all different now, mate, yeah. Not like Last Leg, where they go, oh, look, something's just happened now. Even that isn't up to date, because then what news happens at 9 o'clock at night on a Friday? Not a lot, is there? The internet has destroyed satire. You just get a little joke. Oh, I've done a joke 20 seconds before as the story came out. Yay! I've won satire! So, he's lost his title. Harry is no longer in the family. Season 14 of The Royals is going to be amazing. And yes, I did put that joke on the social medias. Shut up. It's really hard to keep coming out with material every week for this thing. And this is material. It's not just me rambling for such amount of time. It is structured. It is a structured podcast with a beginning, a middle, and end. And Trouble with a Troll on YouTube. And he found one of my TikToks, which was Simon Day's character, Dave Angel, being an Elku warrior. The idea of a TikTok is like, it's like a homage, isn't it? You're not trying to steal the material. You're just trying to make it look almost like the original. And go, look at this. It's like Stars in Your Eyes for the Angry Birds generation. And he said to me, you haven't written this material. I said, no, I haven't, no. He said, it's not very good. I said, well, you have to talk to Simon Day about that. I didn't write it. He said, no, it's rubbish. I said, it's a TikTok. He said, no, but you've not understood my point. It's rubbish. I said, no, it's a TikTok. You're going to go on TikTok, are you? And just go to everyone, stop lip syncing to things that aren't yours. But this is the point of the app. And I don't care what the point of the app is. You don't know. You take it down. Take it down. Are you Trump? I'm not Trump. And I went out with a date with Stephanie Gower, the lady of the hour. Because sometimes people call her Stephanie Gower. She is. And she's a nice lady. She used to be a prostitute. Now she's stopped now. She's now working in a bookies. I met her in Ladbrokes. It was Saturday afternoon. She'd just come out. It'd been like 4-1. Frankie Dettori had just won and jumped off his horse. And she just came, walked past and said, all right, Trevor, you fancy a drink? I said, yes, Stephanie, yes, I'll love a drink. Oh, where do you want to go? Weatherspoons? Yeah, I'll go to Weatherspoons with you. Went to Weatherspoons and we had a curry because it was a Thursday night. And it's very nice. And we had intercourse on the pool table, like I did for my first time. I did. I pulled a lady, a cleaner from Weatherspoons. I do all my pulling in Weatherspoons. Some people pull pints. I pull women. But she's not a public lady. She wouldn't want to come on this or anything. She wouldn't want to have her on here. She's not one of these for show business stuff. I wouldn't call this show business. You don't know what I mean. She wouldn't get up at a wedding and sing. That's the kind of woman she is. But if she does, she can bang out a tune. I heard her in the shower singing the theme tune from The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. Yeah. People saying Valentine's Day is coming up soon. Are you going to give her anything? None of your business, sir. I might buy a big card and stuff. And for maybe a rose. Not a rose matafaya. Or a rose tyler. No, a proper rose. A flower. You know what rose is, isn't it? You're sensible people, aren't you? You decided to listen to a podcast. Hello, people. Listen to the podcast. Yeah, I've never addressed you before, have I? I mean addressed you. I've undressed loads of ladies. I worked in the fitting room once, and the lady came in. She said, "Was it all right on the rack?" I said, "I don't know, love. I didn't see you try it on." Doing material. Don't use this as material. You've come on. You've got to invent new stuff, Trev. No, but that actually happened. That was a true story. People think, oh, he comes up with jokes. Well, I don't. I just tell people what happened in my life and people laugh at me. That's what happens. Sebastian, what'd you have for your tea? Five Guys. No, you said that before. Come on, say another one. Wagamamas. Oh, I've never met your mother before, have I? You could tell me now how your dad met your mother, or we could spread it out over 12 seasons and then have a really poor ending, and it turns out that the mother in that talking about, they don't care about really, and it's all about Robin. Yeah, I have just bought that series. Yeah, I have. Yeah, but they spoiled it and by not coming up with a good ending. It's a bit like The Big Bang Theory. After what you think, no, it was good when it was friends that are geeks just chatting away, and then they all got partners, and I thought this is friends. Could I be doing any more science? That's what they say, innit? And I saw Afterlife 3, which is the Ricky Gervais sitcom on Netflix. You can't get it on BBC One. You can't get it on BritBox. You can't get it on ITV Hub. You can't get it on All for One. Oh, I've just got it now. I've just got it. This is really funny, innit? Yeah, it's about a man who's lost his wife, and he's a bit sad. And he goes around and he meets people. There's Brian Gittins in it, who I'm friends with, and Joe Wilkinson, that I'm friends with. I'm not going to spoil the ending, because I've watched the ending and I don't know what happened. If you have watched the ending, you understand, won't you? It's like, what did happen? Don't make it ambiguous ending. Alright, is that a spoiler that it's an ambiguous ending? You know, people like get upset with spoilers, don't they? Like Kaiser Soze. Oh, it was the little limpy fella. It was him all along. So this has been the Trollfuel Podcast for UK Radio Network UK. Need jingle, don't I? I didn't watch any films this week because I couldn't be asked. I was going to watch the new... I was going to watch the new Venom film, is it? There Will Be Carnage, but I haven't seen it yet. And it's got Tom Hardy in it, the lady's favourite, isn't it? Anything with him in. I was like, look at his big beard. And I like to have a symbiote I like to stick a symbiote inside him, is what they say sometimes. So, right, thank you much for listening. Please buy my t-shirts from trevortees.com. Please download Living the Dream podcast on anywhere you can get your podcasts. I'm on there every week now. And I do TikTok at Trevor Feelgood and Instagram at Trevor Feelgood. I'm on Facebook at The Trevor Feelgood because I made a page, deleted it, and then they won't let me have my own name back. Bastards. So, thank you much for listening, and Jamaica! Bye-bye.